I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Visit just about any town or village in Turkey, and you'll find a mosque, usually several. But we're about to take you to a Turkish town that has no mosque. The town is called Polonezkai. That means Polish village, and that's pretty much what it is. The streets and small hotels all bear Polish names. The first Polish settlers arrived in this Turkish town 160 years ago. Succeeding generations have managed to maintain their national identity and culture. But the town's Polish character may be changing, as Julia Rook reports.
Each year, the Christians of Istanbul descend on Polonezkai to celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi, or the Body of Christ. The procession snakes its way around the Catholic Church in the pouring rain. It's a rare sight in Turkey, where 99% of the population is Muslim. Here they feel safe, and the local Turks accept their longtime Polish neighbors.
I'm Denis Nowicki. I'm sixth generation here. We are living here since 1842.
Denis is in his 40s. He's a direct descendant of the first settlers, 12 soldiers forced to flee their homeland after a failed insurrection against the Russian Tsar.
They went from Poland in war time and helped to the Ottoman Empire. And when the war is finished, they stayed here.
Polonezkai became a home for Polish insurgents. Some made it all the way from prison camps in Siberia. During the Crimean War in the 19th century, these Poles created the first ever Christian divisions to serve in the Ottoman army. For this, the village holds a special place in Turkish life and punches well above its weight. Recent visitors include presidents and prime ministers, including Poland's ambassador to Turkey, Marcin Wilczak.
Polonezkai is much more than a place for celebrating our faith. I think it's an important bridge between Poland and Turkey.
But preserving their Polish identity is today's big challenge. For many years, the Poles were poor farmers. They grew their own food, hunted wild boar, and their children attended Polish school. But proximity to the big city has opened the door to new influences. Alinda is just 14.
How do you manage to keep your Polish up?
In home, I speak Polish with my mother and father, and also we go to Poland every year, so I'm speaking their Polish with my grandfathers and grandmothers.
Today, the village has a thriving tourist trade. Its special history, European lifestyle, and surrounding oak forest make it popular with Turks from Istanbul in search of an escape. It's also a chance to try the homemade cherry vodka, and for the more daring Turk, a rare opportunity to sample wild boar meat. The Polish dance group Krakus has come all the way from Poland to perform in the village square and celebrate the annual cherry festival. Watching muscly men throw dancing girls up in the air is a big hit with Turkish spectators.
I like so much this dance.
In our dance figurines, men and women are not touched together, especially.
It is fantastic. They do polka, mazurka perfectly.
The Polish village, or Polonezkai, has become a successful brand name in Turkey. But are the villagers becoming the victims of their own success? Plans are afoot in Istanbul to expand the road which runs through Polonezkai and to build 100 new properties. Polonezkai's mayor is Antony Wilkoszewski. His eyes fill with tears.
The land and the air will be ruined by more buildings. It'll become a big town.
Today, 75% of the village land is owned by Turks, as are a majority of Polish-themed guest houses and hotels. 82-year-old Leslav Rizzi believes the newcomers, mainly Turks, will make a fortune and steal the Polonezkai brand.
The village is run by people of Polish origin, so it is a Polish village. They will be using our good name to build new hotels.
The village has become an expression of Polish identity. If it's swallowed up by Greater Istanbul, say the Poles, their history and culture will vanish. but they won't go without a fight. If all else fails, says the village mayor, they'll take their case to the European Court of Human Rights. For The World, I'm Julia Rook in Polonezkoe, Turkey.